Arguing with negative thoughts is a waste of time and energy. The law of focus works against me when I argue. Argument causes their power to increase at my expense. Negative thoughts are parasites that live off the energy I give them. Focusing on them is like giving them a transfusion with my own blood. I become psychologically anemic as they suck the blood from my mental veins. They become stronger as I become weaker. Arguing with negative thoughts is an exercise in self-destruction. I never argue with negative thoughts. I ignore my instinct to fight and simply let them go. I acknowledge their presence. I accept myself and love myself as I am, and I move on. Negative thoughts can never survive in a heart full of love. The only way to make negative thoughts retreat is to love them away. When I acknowledge their presence, I'm only facing reality. When I don't argue with them, I don't give them any of my power. And when I love and accept myself as I am, the power of love flows through me and washes the negativity out of my mind. God's love is unstoppable. It permeates the universe and goes into every open human heart. God's love is consistently positive. There is no dark side to God's character. God's love is the most positive force in the universe, and when it gets inside your heart and mind, it heals your hurts and transforms your life. You become a positive person. Old things pass away, and all things become new. God's love is endlessly persistent. No matter what you have done or how many mistakes you have made, God still loves you. He loved you even before you were born, and He will love you for as long as you live. God has a dream for your life that is better than anything you can imagine. You are created in the image of God, and you bear His likeness. That's why you are an unstoppable, consistently positive, endlessly persistent doer of dreams. I've always been impressed with God's wisdom. For example, when He created the world, He made the world spin on its axis one revolution every 24 hours, which means He gave us a day that is 24 hours long. You might be tempted to think that a 24-hour day is not such a big deal, but if you thought that, you would be wrong. It turns out that our biological and psychological clocks are designed around a 24-hour period. When I was an intern in a hospital, on many occasions I worked a 36-hour shift, and I discovered that a 36-hour day doesn't work well for me. And when I sailed offshore in bad weather, a 30-hour day wasn't much better. My body and mind work best in 24-hour chunks of time. It allows me to get the rest I need, and at the same time, it divides my life into manageable segments. I can do almost anything as long as I live just one day at a time. Psychologically, at the beginning of each day, we receive a new life, and we can make it into anything we want. All the days that went before are gone, cremated in the fires of time. Nothing is left but the ashes. God knew that we needed a fresh start every 24 hours, and that's the reason He made the world the way it is and made us the way that we are. 24 hours isn't an accident. It's seamlessly worn into the fabric of life. I'm glad that God created a 24-hour day. He gave me plenty of time for work, sleep, and play, and best of all, each day is a fresh opportunity to work on my dreams.